Well, happy President's Day, everybody. It's Monday the 17th, I believe, as we get this wonderful snowy Monday off to a great start. President's Day, or as Al Gore knows it, Monday. So congratulations, welcome. But no, come on, guys. What's the, you know, you got to have some energy. It's Monday. We're ready to go. We're back at it. And everybody's relying on us, and we're happy to be here.
Nobody is excited because we're getting 8 more inches of snow today.
Oh, come on. Let's not have the mully grumps just because
I've got to go up on my roof again before it collapses. I've got to shovel snow off my roof.
Yeah, you're going to be doing that today?
I think I am.
Chris, do we have those resumes handy in case?
I swear, of all the things that Tom does, yeah, he's most likely to meet his demise by falling off that damn roof.
Just hire somebody to do it?
There are so many snowbanks, and they're so deep that if I fall off the roof, there's lots of cushion.
Have you even touched one of them? I mean, I went outside, and I thought the same thing. And so in my backyard, there's 2.5 feet of collected snow.
Uh-huh.
And because of the cold, the freeze, the warm, it's like hard as a rock.
No, mine's not. Mine's fine.
You think so?
I was walking around in it yesterday in the back. Yeah.
Okay, you go right ahead. Jump right on off. Watching a little bit of the Olympics last night, and I think I have found my favorite Winter Olympic event.
And you know what it is. It's snowcross.
Yes!
Yeah, because you like to watch them crash and burn.
No, man, that was the coolest thing. I have never in my life seen snowcross before, ever. Snowboard cross.
Well, the Olympics and NBC love you because you're the person they're aiming for. The guy, man, with no attention span that wants one of those X game style sports.
That is the coolest. It absolutely belongs in the Winter Olympics. Absolutely. It was awesome.
And it was
heartbreaking.
Heartbreak again for Lindsay Jacobellis, who for the third Olympics in a row falls down.
You know, and there's something with that woman. She has absolutely got it going on. She is the best competitor in Olympic snowboard cross. I know, but in the first heat, she smoked everybody by a country mile. I mean, she had it. And in the second heat, she missed the jump, almost the last jump. She was, you know, eight.
Well, that happened to one of the earlier competitors who was way ahead in her heat, and she wipes out at the end.
And it's just, it was absolutely heartbreaking to see. She, in the 2006, the 2010, and now the 2014 Winter Olympics, the exact same thing.
Well, 2010, she skated off the course.
Right, but, I mean, favored to win, doing a great get, and then all done. And then when you're done. But, yes, the snowboard cross was absolutely the coolest event ever. Now, do they have a men's snowboard cross?
Oh, yeah.
Has it gone?
I don't think so.
Then I watched the two-man bobsled.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the heroes or the stars of the two-man bobsled, the Jamaican bobsled team, which they sucked.
But, of course, they got some TV time.
They said that those guys were the most popular crew there. And what a great story. They get there. Their equipment, all of their luggage, everything about them got there late. It got lost, got there the day they were supposed to begin training. What an absolute, and man, did you see how big those guys are? Not just the Jamaicans. I mean, the Americans, the Russians, they're huge. I mean, but just huge guys. And it's like, wow, that's cool. And then, you know, ice dancing came on. I'm like, okay, going to bed. Click. Here you go. Handed the remote off to the missus and said, "All right, you watch this. I've had enough of this. I've watched the cool stuff. I'm calling a night." But yeah, I love the downhill snowboard cross. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really engrossed in the hockey this weekend.
Yeah,
and then
we won.
Yes, we did. Believe it or not, though, there were two exciting events that you're not going to think they were exciting, but they really were.
What?
Nordic skiing. You wouldn't think cross-country ski races could be exciting. I'm telling you, the relay events for both men and women were fascinating, mainly because the team that was supposed to kick everybody's butt, Norway, got smoked by the Swedes. Mm-hmm. And in international competition, Al Michaels described the competition
like Red Sox Yankees. It's like Packers Bears.
That's what he described it as. And the Swedes beat the Norwegians, and the Norwegian press, apparently in their headline, said it's the greatest sporting disaster in history.
Oh, brother. Yeah, of course. And then there was,
Last night, Bodie Miller's wife got as much FaceTime as he did in prime time. And then, I don't blame them a single bit.
And then wasn't there something like Uzbekistan took the gold in something, like the men's speed skating or something like
that?
Uzbekistan comes around, and they're like, who, what? Well, there it is. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes those guys representing Uzbekistan are from somewhere else.
Yeah.
The figure skaters from Kazakhstan, they skate and they live in Connecticut. And they're the national champions of Kazakhstan.
Well, we'll talk more about it. I've got some comments from Matt Lauer and his whininess. So we'll talk more about Olympics in just a little while. WSAU, and now a comment from our good friend, Morgan Freeman.
It takes a lot to become a Winter Olympian. Strength, courage, determination, and many other things your sorry ass don't have. So I'll stop listing them. Instead, let's talk about pancakes. I love pancakes, especially with butter or syrup, but not jelly. That's for toast, fool. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.